All right, we will now convene the January 12, 2016, this City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. At the outset, I reviewed and approved the minutes of December 8, 2015, and have now executed those. All right, do we have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's cases?
Yes, sir, Mr. Ruthelder. We have several cases that are in compliance that are not reflected on the agenda. Case number one for SMG 101546, 612 North Halifax, was in compliance as of January 9, 2016. Case number four, SMG 115050 for 132 Pierce, was in compliance as of January 11, 2016. Case number seven, SMG 121561 for 147 Oak Tree Circle, was in compliance also January 11, 2016. And I believe the last one is number 11, SMG 121560 for 960 Magnolia Avenue is in compliance as of January 9, 2016.
Very good. All right. Will all those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn? All right, that brings us to our first case then. That will be Precious Property Management LLC, 2735 North Atlantic Avenue. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Okay. I think I might have spooked our respondent. Okay, very good. All right, I've glanced at the minutes, although I really didn't need to. As I recall, I tried to impress upon our respondent it's time to have a game plan. So, respondent would say the city.
Good morning, Mr. Vakelja. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city. The inspector for the case is Tom Klieg. The inspector reports that there's nothing new. There's no permits. There's no plans been filed. He hasn't received any new information from the respondent. And so the request is that the status that we're in is that we needed to determine the compliance date. So we would be asking for compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. This is probably the first time we haven't seen the respondent. Have we heard from him, or did he just disappear on us?
Officer Klieg, my credentials are on file. I have not heard from them. I haven't heard from them. They had an attorney a couple months back, too, and haven't heard from her either. So.
Very good.
Nothing planned.
I will order the respondent to come into compliance by February 3, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number three, Gracie Land REI Consulting LLC.
Good morning. Good morning, Your Honor. Mary Gordon.
Mary Gordon?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Do
you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
You
can remove that microphone, too. Okay. All right. And your affiliation with the respondent?
Yes.
What's your affiliation with
the respondent? I'm his daughter. His mother.
One of those two. All right. And I think we're here for a progress report.
Yes.
It was continued from last month.
And I have to apologize, sir. I was out of town for a funeral and notified Elliot 2 days or reminded him, but I guess he forgot about the meeting, so no one was here. I understand, anyway.
Well, it looks as though you're presently required to come into compliance by February 3, 2016. So what progress have we made?
All right. The front house, it's had the plumbing and the electric finished and approved. The windows are done. The doors are in. There may be a couple interior doors that's not finished yet. The drywall is complete. It's all ready to paint, put the cabinets in, and the flooring. The back, the plumbing is partially done. The electric is partially done. The front house also lacks having the bathrooms finished, the plumbing. The front of the house, that door that we had to close off, that's been closed off. All the exterior doors have been put on, and they're working. The house is going to end up being stuccoed. My son is going to end up stuck on it, so it'll look, you know, really nice because there's too much patchwork on the outside. The back it's been made into two units, so by making it into two units, of course, the electrical had to be, you know, changed for two instead of three. The doors are on, the rails are on, the big rails on the back of the front house. The rails are on the ones in the back. The back and the front rails are complete. I think that's about all the demo is done, both front and back. It's all out. The framing is finished. Bill has chosen to get someone else to work on the project. This just happened 2 days ago, so he's checking in. I know he's been on the phone a lot, and he's been with a contractor, and I don't know if you know Steve Hayden. He's talked with him, but I'm not sure who he's going to get to finish the project because of some problems. He has chosen to get someone else. We're also going to need an extension, according to the new people. There's only been the plumber, the electrician, and at first there was only one guy working on the whole thing. And then the second guy came in. Well, that's not enough to finish that big of a project. So we did get a second guy, or the contractor brought in a second guy, but it's just going too slow. And my son wants to get this finished, and I know he has a deadline. But I was told to be sure to ask for an extension till April if we could. And that then it'll be complete, ready to move into stucco, everything. And that is a big project, and it's required a whole lot of, he could have probably built a complex easier.
All right. Does the city want to chime in?
Mr. Fekelter, the inspector, I spoke with the inspector. The inspector in this case, is Michael Fitzgerald, as well as I spoke with the code supervisor, or I guess manager. And reasonable time that they feel for compliance would be extending the compliance date from the February compliance date to March of 2016. They don't believe that 90 days would be necessary all the way to April.
60.
Yes.
They're looking for 60.
Oh, I thought they were looking for...
till April.
They're currently scheduled to be done in February.
Right.
She's looking to be for 60 days to be done in April.
Yes, sir.
Well, you mean an additional 60 days?
From February 3, yes.
Right. Okay. The staff would agree with that. That's fine. No objection from the city.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And no work to be done until the end.
You'll be proud of it. Daytona will be proud of it when it's finished. It's just taken...
Inspector also points out that they currently do not have a contractor, so they need to be reminded no work to be done until they have a contractor on board and have a proper permits.
Right. May we paint the inside without a contractor?
You have to deal with the inspector.
Okay.
Yes.
Painting, cabinets, and flooring can be done while we're getting someone in line. Is that true?
Sounds right, but that's the authority over there. That's the name you need to
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you for the report. Hang on 1 second.
Oh.
While we're here, we will amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until April 6, 2016 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you.
Is that when the next meeting is then? Is April 6th?
That's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff. The next meeting would be April 12th.
Oh, that's after the 6th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If you're in compliance on the 6th, you call for your final inspection, then you're done, and you pass it, then you're done.
Okay, but there the next meeting when I come here is April 12th.
If you're not in compliance.
Okay. Oh, all right. And if we are, we just, okay.
Done.
Thank you.
As soon as the inspector puts a notice of compliance in the file, it's done.
Thank you.
Good luck. Case number 4 is in compliance. Case number 5, Marilyn Carvalho.
David Cavallo.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. I'm sorry, your first name?
David.
Okay, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine. So let's hear from the city first.
Mr. Kelter, the inspector in this case is John Stinson. This matters before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector reports that the property remains in non-compliance, that there was an oversized shed built in the rear without permits, and the staff is requesting an imposition of a fine of $150 per day, capped at a maximum of $10,000.
All right, I have off-street parking, dilapidated fencing, working without permits. So none of those things has been rectified?
Good morning, John Stinson, Code Inspector. My credentials are on file with the city. The fencing has been corrected. The parking in the yard as of yesterday was still present. The unpermitted shed in the back is also still present.
Parking in the yard?
That's correct.
I have children.
Okay, well, Mr. Carvalho, what's the name of Carvalho?
Well, I asked, I needed time to have a survey done, and I got the plans from the company, because the company put the building up, and they never filed for permits. Company Ocala, Southeast Outdoor Products. Southeast Outdoor Products. They installed the building from Ocala. I've been fighting with them. They sent me plans because I need certified plans to submit. I had the surveys done. I need the plans to submit for the permit. They've been messing me around. They finally sent me, but they weren't certified. It was never signed off. So I need extra time so I could be to an engineer and have them certified. And I'm a single parent, raising children on my own. And
okay. What is the off-street parking that we're talking about? I see two vehicles.
Yes, the gray vehicle. Those two vehicles there.
That car's not there no more.
As he scrolls through the photographs, you will see the current photograph from yesterday. They're dated. That's October, September. See that.
I assume the off-street parking is the car to the right of the truck?
Yes, sir.
That car is tagged. That's my son's car.
Well, you can't park it in the grass.
I have three children. I live with
them. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Buy a bigger house. I mean, I don't mean to be callous, but...
Everybody on the street does it.
Is what it. Well, fine. Drag them all. We'll drag them all in here.
Okay, well then. All right.
All right. Now... I mean, you've been asked to do this since, what, September of last year?
No.
That's correct. I have the letter in the file that's dated September.
That first hearing was, I came in November.
Well, I don't know when you came here, but somebody was notified on... September 18, 2015.
Okay. Well, it went to my mother.
Pardon?
It was addressed to my mother.
Okay.
And she's not in town.
Well, the address was 910 Derbyshire Road.
Yes, it is. She's not in town. She's in Massachusetts right now. Take care of my sister.
Ms. Verkelder, someone signed for it on September 18th.
Yeah, I signed for it, yeah. I never opened it up. It was not my mail. You put a hearing notice on my door. You taped it to my front door.
Okay,
for
what's
my mother.
Your plan with regard to the parking here? Okay, this is going to have to be rectified. We're not just going to keep kicking this can around. So,
we won't be able to park it there no more.
Okay. I mean, my point is, if you're going to comply and find some other arrangement for the car,
uh-huh.
then I might consider giving
you
some
that's,
time.
That's not a problem.
Me,
that's
out. I've done all I can, and this is that's that. Well, then we'll just go ahead and do what we're going
to
do.
No, that's not a problem. Car's not a problem.
Where are you on your plans for the shed? Sounds like we've got to take care of the
shed. I have.
We've got to take care of the car. Don't talk while I'm talking, please. It really aggravates the jeebies out of me. So, what's the plan for the shed? When do you hope to have these plans? Believe it or not, I'm trying to get you from here to there without a $150 a day fine.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for the shed?
Okay. I just making up money now to pay for this, to have it certified by an engineer. The survey's done. When I came in November, I asked for 2 months to pay for the survey because it's expensive. And then
what's the plan for the car, or do you not have one yet?
It won't be there no more. It won't park there no more.
All right. Well, I hear you say that. You know where you're putting it, or you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you one more month. That is until February 3, 2016, to come into compliance.
Okay.
Coming into compliance means moving the car
okay.
and make sure it's not there between
okay.
today and then.
Okay.
Because if they see the car or they take a photo of the car in the interim,
okay.
then you won't be in compliance.
Okay.
So move the car and figure out what happens with the shed so we can get the shed permitted.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So you've got till March 2, 2016 to come into compliance or be returned to the... I'm sorry. February 3, 2016 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now... before you leave, as much time has passed, you know, and these folks are ready for something to happen here already, I would urge you to have it done by February 3.
Yes.
Or else I'm going to be pretty much faced with not much of an alternative other than to grant them the relief they're looking for.
Yes, sir.
So, there you go. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 6, Charles E. Davis. Anyone here for the respondent? All right, what say the city?
Ms. Verkelder, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. The inspector reports that there's been no change to the violations that are listed and that he has a past history of 4 years with this respondent. He's requesting $200 per day to a maximum of $10,000. And I tend to Mr. Stinson for any factual questions.
Outside storage, off-street parking, no address numbers. Is that what we're dealing with here?
Yes, sir.
He hasn't come into compliance with that?
No, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and find the respondent. So $200 per day. Commencing January 7, 2016, and continuing each day thereafter. Until the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $10,000 or the property is brought into compliance, whichever occurs first.
Thank you.
Case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, ADL Partners LLC, and VJA Partners, LLC.
Number 7 is compliance with January
11th. Okay. Eight as well?
No, sir. Eight is still not compliant.
Okay. Very good. So I'm dealing with case number 8. At 149 Oak Tree Drive, is that right?
Correct. That's correct, Mr. McCallum. As you can see, case, this is before you from the position of a fine, the inspector is Daniel Garcia. And as you can see, this respondent had both case number 7 and case number 8. Case number 7 is now in compliance, and they are working on case number 8. It's under new management. The management is doing the work. The inspector requests that you amend to the next cutoff to give them an opportunity to comply. And I'll turn to Mr. Garcia if you have any questions.
You're satisfied, I'm satisfied.
Yes, sir. I met with the regional manager, Code Officer Garcia, City with Daytona Beach, credentials are on file. I met with the regional manager and the new management on the property, and they're going door to door and in that area, finding all their issues and correcting them. And like you said, 147 has been done, and 149, they've already started on there, and they need a general contractor to pull a permit and continue working on that one.
Okay. And I'm extending them for how long?
To the next cutoff, February 3rd, and they said they should have it done by then.
Well, based on our inspector's report, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until February 3, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Thank you.
Case number 9, Tudya and Kaival, LLC.
Good morning, Your Honor. Kenneth Bohannon for the respondent.
Praveen Patel.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
So you're
going to
be testifying as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you go ahead and say your name at the microphone and the record, please?
Charles Feinauer, I work for G.L. Martin Construction.
Charles?
Feinauer, F as in Frank, E-I-N-A-U-E-R.
And I'm sorry, can you speak at the microphone, please?
Yes, ma'am. I work for G.L. Martin Construction.
Hi, I'm Sherry Martin. I'm the owner of G.L. Martin Construction.
Okay, sir, let me go ahead and swear you both in then, because I think this is the first time. You raise your right hand. Please do solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
All right, since we're here for the imposition of a fine, let's hear from the city first. Where should I find these folks?
Mr. Kelcher, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone. As you know, there's been a history with Heritage Inn with the city. This specific case, the first notification was back in June of 2015. The respondent came then and said it would be a couple of months. Then he came again and said it would be several months. He's come with contractors, he's come with attorneys, and we're still at a point where, and I believe the report I'm getting right now, not I believe, but the report I'm getting from the inspector right now is that there are four buildings with that are in non-compliance. The contractors advised them that he's been working on one of the buildings, the other three have not been worked on yet. And as of now, the contractor that at least was, if not is, on the project or the last contractor is no longer on the project. Presumably this is a new contractor they have now, or at least they were having some issues regarding payment. But that can all get clarified, at least from the status of the knowledge of the staff from Mr. Reckonzone. And I'm sure now with Mr. Buchanan on board, I'm sure he'd have some clarification of where they actually stand. But the position of staff is that they are not in compliance, and staff is requesting $300 per day fine to a maximum of $25,000.
Let me talk to our inspector for a moment.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. All right, this goes back to June of last year?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, I mean, just give me some context here. I mean, just generally, what were all the things that we did? And I can see the list. But, I mean, I see smoke alarms, electrical, mechanical, rubbish, garbage, insects, screens, handrails, guards, stairways, decks, porches, balconies, roofs, drainage, protective treatment, accessory structures, weeds. Looks like a lot of work has to be done out there.
Yes, sir. And
multiple buildings?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Five.
Five buildings.
Five buildings, one U-shaped building, one in the building, two-story building in the back, one long by the pool, and then another two-story building to the south.
Wasn't this basically a motel at one or a hotel at one time?
It still is.
Okay, so how many units are we talking about?
I believe it's 77? 77? 79.
Okay, plus you have that structure up front that I guess at various times has been a restaurant, a bar, and God only knows what else.
Correct, sir.
So you have that commercial structure. Okay, so as a practical matter, what would have been your guesstimate when this started out as to how much time it should have taken to do all the things that had to be done? I mean, I've driven by this thing for 35 years, and it's been in need of repair. You know, so my point is, as a practical matter, how long should it have taken, you know, for all that to happen?
It's a lot. The whole property is a hot mess. Yeah. So it's a lot. If it took 6 to 8 months to do all the work, I mean, if they were to constantly be working on the property, and that's what we were looking for.
I understand the foot dragging. You don't have to bother me with that. I understand the foot dragging. But my point is, you know, if they jumped on it with contractors and permits and everything, 6 to 8 months worth of work we're looking at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right. Is it Mr. Bohannon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. City says y'all should have done it sooner, faster, better than you have. And they're looking for a $300 a day fine. So what say the respondent?
Well, what I haven't heard is what remains non-compliant, and I was talking with the inspector earlier about the last time he has done an inspection. My client is here, as well as some representatives from the contractor, and I'll go through each of the ones that we believe that are in compliant, and we believe that there's only one thing that is it remains to be done. Although it's compliant, we want to just do an upgrade on the roof. The stairways conditions, the porches have all been completed. The exterior conditions, handrails, and guards have been completed. Exterior property areas have been completed. Electrical equipment have been completed to 99%. Electrical protection systems have been completed. The extermination has been completed. Exterior property areas and window screens has been completed. The mechanical equipment has been completed. The fire extinguishers have been completed. Currently, we're working on the front fascia, which is the awning that has been actually worked on yesterday and today. It should be completed today. The only remaining item to be addressed would be the roofs. There are no current leaks within the roofs, which would cause a code infraction, although we are going to have to replace them in the matter of course of doing business and continuing to upgrade the property. As they pointed out, this is a substantial repair and overhaul of this particular property, and something that's been desperately needed for 35 years. We're going through that process, but as with every other business, money gets tight when we go through and have to do it within a specific period of time. Currently, we're looking for financing, and we believe we'll have that financing within 2 months or 3 months in order to complete the roofing repairs, actually replacements. And that'll include asphalt shingles, That'll include fascia, and that'll include the actually wood substrate for supporting the property. So that's our plan in order to make that happen. We believe we'll have financing within about 2 months, and it'll take probably a month to complete the roofings for the – there are actually four buildings, not five buildings, on this property. That's what we're asking for an extension to do.
An extension to when?
If we can have 3 months to obtain financing and a month to complete the actual roofing.
Okay. What say the city as far as the status of compliance or the completion of all the things that need to be done? What I'm hearing is there's very little left to be done. What is left to be done is probably the most expensive, if not pretty darn expensive. We'll have to get financing for it. That'll take 2 months. Give us another month, then we're done. What say the city to all that? Are they as close as they say?
Mr. Vakelj, if I could first say, I remember back in, I believe it was October, that we were told the same thing, that there was about a month's worth of work and that they would be done in about a month. What the inspector informs me is that he's been told that many of these things have been done without permit. We'd be interested in whether or not a contractor agrees that they're complete and would go ahead and verify the work and permit the work that's being represented. The inspector has not been to the position of being able to have inspected those things. These are many of them are things that a contractor would need to do and approve, and without permits, none that's been permitted or approved or any of those types of things. So to that extent, it's not done because we haven't verified it being done. The inspector does acknowledge that work has been going on out there, but at this point, there's nothing that he can verify as completed work, and whether or not they can actually finish the rest of the month, I'll look at a note that I just received. Okay. Whether or not they can finish the rest of the work in a month or not is something I'd have to look back at the inspector, but he wouldn't know that, obviously, until he knows what work has been approved and,
so when's the last
and
time
completed.
I was out there this morning. I was out there a couple weeks ago with the contractor. When we first started this case with Mr. Vakelja, he said that he got all the work done without pulling any permits. I explained to him that the work that needed to be done had to be done by a contractor. When the contractor came in, he pulled the permits. I'm waiting for the contractor to go over all the work that had been done and make sure that everything is done right, that it's not, as you've said before, putting lipstick on a pig. I want to make sure that everything is right. So I'm waiting for the contractor to say that all those assignments are completed up to code.
Permits been pulled?
Yes, permits have been pulled. Still waiting for the electrical to pass. I'm still the roofing permit has been pulled, and they're working on the roof. They have been working on the roof. I got pictures of the roof this morning of them actually working on the roof. We should be coming up in a second. The contractor is doing progress, and he explained to me that he should have had the entire first building completed. All the issues that were on that that building should have been completed by today.
Perhaps what I would recommend, Your Honor, is to follow up with an inspection to confirm our statements are correct in order to allow us to continue on. As you point out, and as my clients have told me, they spent probably about $25,000, in excess of probably $25,000 in repairs thus far. We have another $15,000 to $20,000 in order to do the roofing. They're not insubstantial sums in order to make these repairs, which are significant to this property.
Thank you. So am I to understand that what you're saying is the only thing left on this notice of violation to be attended to is the roof?
As I understand it, and we can confirm with the owner of the contractor.
All room is rentable. There is
no right.
30 years warranty.
Actually, I'll get the contractor to go through them, if you'd like, Your Honor, on a point-by-point basis.
Well, I just want to know what's left to be done.
Hi, Sherry Martin. As far as we're concerned, the roofing is the last bit of items that need to be completed.
Are there any current leaks within the roofing system?
No current leaks.
Does it meet code as it sits today?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean specifically the roof? I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm specifically talking with regard to the roof. But our plan is to replace it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And have we gotten an estimate for the replacement cost?
No.
Okay. Do we have subcontractors that you normally work with?
Yes, we do.
All right. And do we plan on getting those estimates?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know whether Mr. Patel has already received a quote for estimates or for the replacement of those roofs?
No. We're okay. Under contract with him, so he shouldn't have.
Okay. Very good. Do you have an idea of what the replacement cost will be?
I do not. We can obtain proposals in the next week.
Do you expect that they will exceed $25,000?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue the imposition of the fine until next month's meeting on February 9th, 2016. And the reason I'm doing that is so our inspector can go out there and do everything he needs to do to report back as far as what the status of compliance is. And since you're suggesting to me that the respondent is going above and beyond the call of duty in replacing the roof as opposed to just patching the roof, then at that time I will consider additional time or an extension, if you will, for you to do that. So, in other words, we'll meet back here next month. You continue working on your plans to do your roof. Our inspector will be out there to do his inspection, so we don't have any surprises.
Yes, sir.
And we all ultimately, hopefully, will be in agreement that, yes, the roof is the last thing to be attended to. And hopefully you'll be a little clearer on when you ought to be able to come into compliance, because hopefully by then you'll have your plans for your roof worked out.
Yeah, I'll suggest if what the contractor has said is true and that there are no interior leaks, would otherwise meet the code, that we would be in compliance and we would go through a normal course of obtaining permits exterior to this proceeding in order to do that.
I don't know that that's a question for me to address. I mean, if what you're telling me is you're just asking for with the pendency of this case, can they apply for a permit?
Well, they have all the permits.
We have a re-roof permit currently.
Yes, I have.
Well, then what's the problem?
I think the question, if I'm understanding the question is, can we go out and find them in compliance as to the roof? Now, that, right? That's what it would
There's two parts of it. I think what we need to do is go through each of the items that have been addressed as either non-compliant and update that to see whether there is compliance or not. Certainly there hasn't been a re-roof, but if the roof is dry and tight, which is the code, then we may be in compliance without a complete re-roof, which would terminate this case absent a fine.
I know what you're saying.
And then we would go forward underneath a typical permit.
Of a fine right now. Right now you're not in compliance. I understand what you're saying. And the only reason I'm considering additional time is your suggestion to me that, well, we're actually going to go put a new roof on.
And that is our plan.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll do it my way. And that is that we'll meet back here on February 9th. And at that point, if everything is in compliance and you want to make the argument that you're in compliance, maybe I'll consider it. Don't know. But
I'm being led to believe that on February 9th we're going to hear about plans for an upgraded route here.
Hopefully I have both reports that we're in compliance and we're going to continue to upgrade.
Give it your best shot. Okay.
Bennett. Thank you.
All right, so we're continuing any determination on the imposition of a fine until February 9, 2016, and hopefully, Mr. Inspector, you'll have an opportunity to go out there and fill us in on this laundry list of violations and where they stand as far as compliance goes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
Sir, I have nothing further. May I be excused?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Jackson.
All right, case number 10 is in compliance. Case number 11 is in compliance. Case number 12, 700 Madison Avenue Land Trust dated 11-20-2014. Anyone here for the respondent?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would please state your name for our...
My name is Jackie Mole.
Raise your right hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And what is your affiliation with 700 Madison Avenue Land Trust?
Currently, I am assisting the owner as a property manager.
Okay. So you have authority to speak on their behalf?
I do.
All right. Do you agree this property was in violation as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
In non-compliance as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, with that, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. All right, let me ask our city how much time it should take to come into compliance.
Thank you.
So, how much time should it take to come into compliance?
Mr. Kelty, the inspector is John Stinson. He reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He's had no contact with the owner. It arose from a tenant complaint, and all the violations still exist. It can be in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. Is it Mr. Mole?
Mole, M-O-L-E, that is correct. Mole, M-O-L-E.
Okay. All right. The city seems to think you ought to be able to take care of all this by February 3, 2016. What do you say?
In reality, I really need to take a look at that. I'm hopeful that we will. We have hired a general contractor to go out and get started immediately. I am working with the owner now, and to say here, based on my word, I just can't tell you whether the February 3rd would be adequate time.
You have a contractor?
We do have a contractor.
Is your intent to use the contractor?
My intent is to use the
contractor.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you more time.
Okay.
You stick with that contractor.
I will do that. And if I don't do that, I'll be back before the court and let them know that I will not continue to proceed. That's okay. Well, it's not okay. Let me just share with you. My intent is to do everything on my power, but my word is what I'm dealing with now, and the owner's not here to say what his intent is.
Well, I'll take you at your word.
Okay.
I will order the respondent to come into compliance by March 2, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, don't dash it. We got one more time.
Oh, we have another one.
Oh. Actually, I'm sorry, Mr. Cataldi. There should be a correction on the where it says buildings. It should be changed to unit, right?
Yes, correct.
So we have a unit one and a
so
unit
we have
two?
A unit, correct. There's no separate buildings, evidently. Yeah, there's units.
All right. Mr. Mole, apparently we're not done with you. Do you agree with regard to 700 Madison Avenue, Unit 2?
Yes.
Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Mr. Vicalgi, the situation's the same. All of this can be done together, so if you're giving them the 60 days, I already spoke with the inspector, he's okay with that March date, and so we would recommend for this case as well, we give him until the March, and working on everything together, he'll be able to get that taken care of.
All right. You can have your contractor dealing with this one, too?
Yes, the contractor will be dealing with both, and currently that unit is vacant, and it appears to... My idea is to concentrate on the occupancy units at this particular point. So my theory is to get that one done first within that period of time and have a contractor start on another unit, yes.
Very good. All right. All right, then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by March 2, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
Okay, so, okay now?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Case number 14, Charles Smith. Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Charles Smith.
Can you raise your hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could move that microphone. Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Smith, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes, I agree.
All right. I find the respondent noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Oh, give me a second. Thank you. Ms. Vakelja, this property is here before you for compliance, finding of compliance or noncompliance, and Inspector John Stinson. This is a complaint-driven violation. The inspector informs me that it can reasonably be resolved by the next cutoff. He also advised me that he's had some communication with the respondent, and respondent has at least talked about maybe needing a variance, whether or not that's his intent or not. I'd have to look to see what he has to say on that, and if that's the case, of course, we'll allow the time for that if that's what he's planning to do. And that would be related specifically to the issue of, a fence or the nonconformance. If you can come, Mr. Stinson, I ask you to further advise Mr. Vakelja.
Good morning, John Stinson, Code Inspector with the City. My qualifications are on file. There are a few issues on this property. The actual use, the nonconforming use of the property comes from the storing of various vehicles and materials on the lot to the west of the property. As you can see right here in the pictures, you've got 2-3 cars. There's stuff piled all the way up on the back wall, on the east wall as well, close to the house. In addition, the off-street parking, that's pretty much self-explanatory. These pictures don't show it, but along the sidewalk, he's attempted to install a fence. First, he tried to install it without a permit. A stop work order was issued. Now that he's actually applied for his permit for the fence, they've told him that there's some changes need to be done. They're going to have to get a variance for the type of fence that they want, or they're going to have to change the type of fence. All of this stuff can be achieved by the next cutoff.
Okay. Let's say, Mr. Smith. You're done? Show me what you want. What are you showing me?
In the pictures of the property now. Okay. I took those yesterday.
Okay, so what'd you do? You removed the cars and you removed the storage?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you show these to our inspector and see what they mean to him?
As I see in these photographs, there's still some work needs to be done. I have no problem coming out to direct exactly what needs to be moved and where it needs to be moved to. Okay. You're close. You're close, but you're not there.
Now, you said something about the permit with the fence. Okay, you say the permit with the fence. Well, they did approve me for my permit to run my wood fence across that. Mm-hmm. So how does that work? So once I put my fence up, you see, I want, you know, no problem. Because you remember I asked you about that before, about the fence.
That's correct.
Clarify the question for us, for Ms. McCutcheon.
So your question is that as soon as you get the wooden privacy fence up,
right,
that should alleviate your nonconformity of the use of the property. As far as the storing of the material and the vehicles on that lot.
The only thing I have is that this right here on this jack right there, that's it. And nothing else is on that property. Mm-hmm. If you come out, you can see there's nothing on the property. Nothing.
Tell you what, after the hearing, we'll set up a time to come out there and inspect the property.
And then you let me know what I need to do and then we get it right.
Sounds good.
Well, it sounds like we're all in agreement. We ought to be able to have it taken care of by February 3rd.
Right.
All right. Then, all right, bear with me for a minute. Then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by February 3, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. All right. Get with Mr. Stenson.
Okay.
He'll help you. He'll help you understand what's happening. And most importantly, he'll be the one filing hopefully a notice of compliance in the file, and that'll end it.
Perfect.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 15, 905 Redwood Land Trust, care of PRSTE LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Mr. McKelzer, this is before you for finding of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is John Stinson. He reports that the property remains in noncompliance. This is a citizen complaint of the parking in the yard, and there were various other violations as noted, and so he asked that you find the respondent in noncompliance and request that he be in compliance or order that he be in compliance by next cutoff.
All right. Noting the absence of the respondent based upon the city's presentation, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by February 3, 2016, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, that concludes our hearing of cases. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
None that I'm aware of. No, it appears not.
Okay. All right, seems like I had a question about something. What was it?
Oh, we had our guy came up.
Yeah,
what did he want to do?
He came in and asked what happened, and I told him the compliance day, and he was going to tell me the only thing that's happened, and I said I couldn't listen to that right now. So I guess he left.
I did hear you tell him something like if he could have asked at the end.
Yeah, if he wanted to wait until the end and ask to hear the case again. He was welcome to stay, you know.
Okay.
But I guess he left.
All right. Well, if there's no miscellaneous business, we're adjourned.